I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission of February 14, 2011 to order. And I would call on Commissioner Straffas for the invocation.
Please stand. Bow with me. Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Father, we thank you for this wonderful country and state and county that we live in, Father. We ask you to guide the elected officials today and all employees in what is doing right. We ask for wisdom, which you freely give to us. Father, we remember our troops abroad, and we ask you to help them, give them strength as they're away from their loved ones. Father, give the strength to the families back here, keeping them, giving them hope, Father. We ask for protection for them. And Lord, we just ask you again for the healing touch on anyone that is sick, Father. We lift up specifically the families in the courthouse, Father, that we know of and they're close to us, Father. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Commissioner Strahan, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business are the accounts payable.
Motion for approval. Jim, there was one check that you held out last week. Did you have a chance to go through that?
I did, and got satisfactory information. It was for some work done in October that I was aware of.
Okay.
It was just a late invoice. It was part of the transfer station. Part of that agreement we have is we allocated some money for structural engineers. This was a late invoice from a structural engineer for $600. All the other invoices that were tied to it were part of a sewer project. So nothing, I mean, I was satisfied on that answer. So I'm prepared to put that back in there.
Okay.
And I think it was back in there, wasn't it?
I make a motion for all the invoices.
You want to include transfers in that?
And transfers.
I'll second that motion.
Question, should we do those two as separate motions, the journal entries and transfers, or can we incorporate them into one motion? Into one? Yeah. Commissioner Strahan's motion is to approve accounts payable, all journal entries and transfers. Commissioner Straff has seconded the motion. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried unanimously. And next on the agenda is a bid opening for drug screening services, and I believe, Linda, that you are up.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
I have three respondents to our
drug
screening
services.
Oh, and
ladies, please forgive me, all the ladies in the room, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
The
first vendor that will be up is Skaggs Regional Medical Center.
Hey, Linda, if you wouldn't, for those people not knowing what's going on, would you kind of briefly tell what the bid is?
Would you do me a favor? Would you get the microphone closer? We've had some people that have suggested they can't hear us.
The bid is for drug screening services. Here at Taney County, we do random drug screenings on our DOT and non-DOT employees, as well as breathalyzers. This has not been out to bid in quite a while from what we had discovered, so therefore we moved forward in putting it out to bid, and we've had three respondents. I put this out as a request for proposal, so therefore it will be evaluated. It takes a little bit longer than the normal just a regular bid. We look at different angles of it, us having to go outside of the courthouse and them coming here to the courthouse. I'll have an evaluation team together, which will consist of Dixie Wagner, Joanna Jasper, myself, and we have asked one of the girls from the commission to join in on that with us as well, since they deal with that up in their office. And together we will read and evaluate the proposals, and then we'll come back to you gentlemen for a recommendation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The first one is Skaggs Regional Medical Center. And again, I'll just open the original on these, and then we will evaluate them. The next vendor or responder was I3 Screen.
That's the letter I and the number 3?
That's correct.
Screen? Okay.
Yes, sir. They are out of Denver, Colorado. And then the last response that we have, the last responder, was Employee Screening Services.
That's all three, Linda?
Yes, sir.
How soon before you think you'll have a recommendation? A couple of weeks?
I think we'd be ready by next week.
By next week, okay.
Monday?
Actually, we'll close it. How about Tuesday? Is that okay? Perfect. Next Tuesday we'll put it on for?
Okay.
Included in that evaluation, are you going to come to us with a recommendation?
Yes, sir. I will be back to you guys Tuesday for a recommendation.
Okay.
Along with the sheets that I usually provide, so okay, that you can see where I've came up with that recommendation at.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
That's all I have, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, that's all I show on the early morning before we go into the long list that we have, with the exception of... But this comes first.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, that's correct. You're correct.
So we're going to go to that session that we have set aside for public comment. Are there any members of the public that are present that wish to comment?
James Strahan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm here as a
for the record,
official, but...
For the record, would you
I'm
give
James
me a name?
James Strahan,
thank
County
you,
Assessor.
Sir.
But I'm asking the public, I'm not, I'm asking them to please go to your refrigerator or your cabinet, find the form that was mailed to you by the assessor that's still laying there in the dormant mail, and get that back to us. We have the lowest percentage response in personal property forms that we've had since 1997, since I've been in office. And we're quickly approaching the deadline for penalty phase, which is March 1st. It's right on the form. And all I'm doing here this morning is trying to get word out to the public, please get those forms back in and avoid these substantial penalties.
It's pink in color, isn't it?
It's an orange
in
color.
Gotcha.
So if it's in the bowl of oranges, pull it out of there. And let's get it back, because, like I say, it'll save the taxpayers money I know it's a little aggravating, but we went to the trouble of putting your last year. Sometimes it's just a matter of signing it and sending it back. We've filled it out for the public. So please get that done and save yourself some money. And thank you very much.
James?
Yes, sir.
If perchance taxpayers have misplaced the form that was mailed to them, can they get a second one, or can they get the information from you that's necessary for them to move forward?
Yes.
Would you give your phone number, perhaps?
Sure. You can call the assessor's office at 546-7240 and just ask to have another one sent out to them. Sometimes we take those over the phone, but we would prefer to have their signature on the form.
Now, this is the personal property tax form. Is that what it says at the top?
That's exactly what it says at the top, or it may say business personal. We have a very slow response from businesses this year, so it's very important to get those back on a timely manner, and it helps the schools and entities setting their levies and helps everyone. So it's a big loss of money to the taxpayer by just... Actually, most people just neglectfully lays them back. It's just not that important to them at this time of year. So it's nothing that they have to pay out money this time of year. The bill will be received in October or November to be paid by December 31st. But our deadline is here, guys. It's fast approaching.
I see that there's two members of the media here. I think it would be important perhaps if you chatted with them, because if the deadline's March 1st, then our citizens are going to have to pay a penalty at that time. It would be important to put a reminder in the written press as well as what you're doing across the airwaves right now.
I was hoping that would happen. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Is there anyone else that would like to address the commission during public comment?
Nothing else written?
No.
Thank you, Nikki. Gentlemen, I know it's been traditional that you go into a recess. Would that be your druthers right now before we start on the balance of agenda? Or let me jump down here. We do have a monthly budget report, new and old business. Sorry, Rick, I missed that. Thanks, Dan. And it was in huge letters, too. I don't know.
If you printed it off, I think that I put it to one page, and it was pretty small. Is that what you did? You had to change the setup. You know, Rick Finley, Taney County Auditor, and this is just the monthly report that I give you by statute. And Donna wants me to present it over a meeting so it goes into the minutes. So do you guys have any questions about that, anything you saw that you want to ask a question about?
I'm good.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you for the report, Rick.
Do you have a copy of that?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, traditionally.
Well, just for everyone's edification, while we're going to go into recess and stand in recess for a few minutes and come back to the balance of the agenda, we are working on new meetings process and agenda, which is going to change. I don't think you're going to see dramatic changes, but there are going to be changes. And as soon as those are agreed upon and finalized by the three men sitting here at the front of the room, we will get that to the media and to all interested parties. We'll stand in recess for just a few minutes.